Who is someone that can truly help you with whatever problem you have in your life? Who has the solution? Welcome back to Get Life Training with Cristian Pedraru on Relate Forever. And today we will look at what happened 2,000 years ago. Why we count the years after Jesus Christ, the anointed Yeshua. Who was he? So we will look at the prophecies. Number one, what was foretold before and it was fulfilled. Number two, what he did, especially the miracles, the amazing things that he connected with his power. And number three, the blessings that we benefit as his disciples nowadays. So, obviously you know the hymn of the Anointed One, of the Anointed Yeshua, and I'll use his name in Hebrew. Our Lord means Jehovah saves. That's why he's our Savior. So the hymn of Jesus Christ, or the Christ hymn, or anointed hymn, or the Messiah hymn, but this is basically the ABC. Who is he? What he did? What we have because of him? And when we look in the Old Covenant, Isaiah prophesied the most. While in the New Covenant, the closest person to him in this life was John, Yochanan, the greatest, this disciple, this apostle, he was in his presence. And number two, we know it was Peter, and then it was James, and so on. But the first stanza in the song is from 1 John. It's a composite. I composed this song. It was like, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him. The Word was made flesh, full of grace and truth. Yeshua, the bread of life, the light of the world, the door of the sheep, the good shepherd. I am the resurrection, the way and the truth, the life abundantly, the fruitful vine. Amen. So as we sing this song, we are thinking about all these I am statements. This is the course that we think about. You are. We take this moment to praise you because you are the bread of life. When you think about life on earth, you gave us life. You created everything. And that's why we recognize you as the Almighty. We recognize you as the light of the world, that in darkness you give light. And thank you for the light. Thank you that we can open our eyes and we can see. Thank you for the air that you provide. We need air in order to live and breathe. And you give this abundantly. We praise you for the air. We praise you as you're guiding us, showing us the way of life. So we take this moment of praising you, God, Heavenly Father, and the Son, Jesus Christ, anointed Yeshua, Messiah, Savior. Because as far as we know you, we recognize that you are the Creator, and we are the creation, and we as the creation, we take time to recognize you right now. The Good Shepherd, I shall not lack. I have everything I need. And we believe 2,000 years ago, you resurrected from the dead, and you gave us the hope of eternal life, because we will be resurrected. And so, bless each and every one that gets to this recording to walk in this way. Find the truth in this polluted world of idolatry with so much lies. Father, thank you so much for the truth, and have this abundant life, just like you provided air in abundance, and we need more air than food and clothing and everything. And thank you for the food and clothing and everything we already have. But Father, we have abundant life in Christ, in Jesus, in the body of the Anointed One, in the Church of Christ, in the assembly in the congregation in your kingdom. And help us continue fruitful. Help us bring souls in every generation, in every location, to Jesus Christ, to your kingdom. Amen. Amen. So we took this time in order to look at the stanza and the refrain from John, and we will continue in Isaiah. And in Isaiah, it's amazing because this is one of the top prophecies, and it is written, Isaiah 53, he was despised and rejected, but acquainted with grief, carried our sorrows, and was wounded for our transgressions. And Isaiah 61, also he was anointed to bring good news, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty, and to comfort all that mourn. And he gave us as his disciples the same legacy. So we continue, and when we are despised, when people don't see truly our value, we know more how he felt. So let's accept rejection. Let's accept that whenever we are rejected and undervalued, he was. And that was prophesied, and that was fulfilled, and that's for us to. And accept grief, and accept pain. And whenever we feel it, let's rejoice, because there's a signal. And do something about it. Continue to carry the sorrows of one another, because he was wounded for our transgressions. So this is connected with forgiveness and love. But also he was anointed to bring good news. And this is the scripture he quoted in the synagogue. So we are anointed to bring good news of eternal life. And when you look at all this study of what hope we have as humans, you see it's the hope of living, of life, and especially eternal life. And you can look at the whole study on baptism and hope and good news. But right now, we look that when we bring good news, we bind up the brokenhearted. People are brokenhearted, and we were once. And if now you're brokenhearted, God is reaching out to you right now to bind you, to help you, to heal you, to proclaim liberty. Liberty from whatever you have. What situation do you have right now in order to be able to pray for you? He wants to deliver you. He has the power. And these words are comforting you, especially when you mourn. All of us, we are mourning. All, there are some times when we have to accept loss. And if you prepare, you know that you'll lose things. You'll lose connections. You'll lose even this life on earth. But if you accept it and you're prepared, you can help others, comfort others. Be prepared, just like he prepared us through Isaiah and through John. Because he's the wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting, Prince of Peace. Peace. And also John wrote the Gospel, the letters for the disciples, and Revelation, that we won. In spite of persecution, we have to keep the hope of eternal life. And that's why he said he's sharing with the Father, just like Yehovah means the one who was, is, and will be the eternal one. Yeshua, Jehovah saves. He's sharing in the revelation his name with the Father. He who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. And so there's a composite of the song with quotes from different letters. In all tempted, yet without sin, we believe this. He died for our sins in order to have this debt canceled. And we receive this forgiveness when we repent and are baptized in his name. He rose again from the dead, and we have this hope of a resurrection. and he was the only one resurrected that did not die. Because we would look at the prophecies, we would look at the miracles, we would look at the blessings, and we will see how he is the Savior, he is the King of Kings, he is the High Priest, he is the Anointed. This is in English Anointed, in Greek Christ, and in Hebrew Messiah. Basically, he has all the power, being the Son of God. He is with us. Praise God, the beginning and the end, Aleph Tav, Alpha and Omega, A and Z, the root of the offspring, the bright and morning star, the first and the last. So we praise Jesus, Yeshua, and we will look at some prophecies. We look at Moses in the book of Exodus, which is Exit Egypt, is in Hebrew is Shemot, the book of the names. And this is the book where God the Father is revealing his name to Moshe, who was drawn out of the water. That's the meaning of his name. So Moses was a prophet. He said beforehand things, and those things happened, and we see the same thing in Jesus. So we will look at Moses and Jesus, both prophets, and he said there will be a bigger prophet and you should listen to him, and that's why we listen to Yeshua. And he was a lawgiver, and he was saved as a baby when the politicians were going after killing the babies. And he came as a peacemaker, and to find peace in between brothers, just like the angel was singing, praise God in the highest and peace on earth between the people. And so he was commissioned by God. He came working miracles. He was preaching deliverance. He was rejected by many. And we see Moses being rejected, and we see Jesus being rejected. And especially when you think about relatives being in this situation, but he put his brothers before their own interest. So just like Jesus is putting the church. And so when people saw the miracles and saw the things that he was doing, it was like an awesome fear, a reverence, trembling sometimes. And both they were like shepherds, overseeing, leading. They fasted 40 days in Egypt, where as children were in both instituted a covenant of blood that brought salvation for many. Moses with the Passover lamb, blood on the doorpost, and Yeshua, the Lamb of God, brought in the new covenant in his blood on the cross. Both were given God's public stamp of approval with an audible voice from heaven, heard by the crowd, both Moses at Sinai and Yeshua at his baptism as an adult. Both gave up great riches to lead humble life of service and poverty, and both were accepted by the nations, by Gentiles, by others. When we look at Moses with the Midianite, and then the Jesus with the non-Jews, we see the 7 weeks or 50 days after Exodus, the Israelites waited upon God to receive the Torah, the instruction, and then God gave Moses this covenant, this Pentateuch, this instruction, Torah, how to live. Also, 7 weeks or 50 days after the resurrection, we see the disciples waiting, as Yeshua instructed, to receive the Holy Spirit, the prophecy from Joel 2 being fulfilled, and the church was born, Isaiah 2 being fulfilled. And so the kingdom of heaven on earth came 2,000 years ago, Daniel 2 being fulfilled in Acts chapter 2. So both of their faces shone with glory of heaven, as was noted by the people who saw them. Moses had to wear a veil. And so Yeshua's disciples saw his glory when he came from the mountain transfiguration. And also Moses chose 12 spies to explore the land, and Yeshua chose 12 apostles. But also later, Moses appointed 70 rulers over the Israel, and Yeshua sent 70 disciples out to preach the gospel. Well, the list of prophecy, I have it written down, there are hundreds of events. Some of the most notable ones that we will also look at, besides the parallel between Moses and Yeshua, is in Genesis 3, that the seed of the virgin will crush the evil, and also in Genesis 12 with Abraham, that all nations will be blessed in this seed. So we are blessed whenever someone is talking well about you. They actually bless themselves, because it's a bless, curse is applying for us. Paul was saying to the disciples in Galatia, the good news that was preached to Abraham, that all the nations will be blessed. So we are inheriting this. We are in this covenant where if someone is talking bad about you, they are actually doing themselves a curse. So we are blessed. And also Micah chapter 5, we see he was born in Bethlehem, meaning the house of bread. And Malachi, the messenger that was sent before him to turn back hearts. And we see John the baptizer, Yochanan the mikveh, the immerser. And so we praise God for these prophecies. Let's just look at some miracles. And we see the Creator controlling the creation, souls and nature. And what was the purpose of miracles? It was to prove, number one, that Yeshua is the anointed Son of God. And number two, that this good news that we can live eternally is not just for the Jews, but for all the nations. Praise God, we can say hallelujah, because wherever we are in the world, we can have eternal life following Jesus Christ, the anointed Yeshua, as disciples nowadays. And we have the scriptures written black on white. It's so easy to seek Him and find Him and recognize Him. So, we believe the prophecies, and now we will look at the miracles that we believe. We believe that water was turned into wine. We believe that the storm was calmed down. We believe that He walked on water. We believe that it was fish with a coin in His mouth. We believe that He was feeding thousands. We believe that the fig tree withered. We believe this huge catch of fish. We believe the healings, all these healings. Imagine a man with leprosy. How much suffering, separation, emotionally, physically. And in His mercy, He reached out and healed them. We believe all these miracles and taking out demons and the evil out. And He has the power. Whatever thoughts you have, maybe you feel sometimes depression, anxiety, He can turn worry into worship. He can replace fear with faith. As you follow Him every day, as you confess Him every day, that's the power of Jesus Christ. That's the power of the anointed Yeshua. He anoints you. He replaces evil with good. In your thinking, in your words, in your deeds, in your feelings. So, even if a woman is bleeding and she went everywhere at the doctors, spending a lot, she had to touch Jesus in order to be healed. And she believed. Let's believe. Jesus nowadays is when at least two gather into His name to fulfill the commandments, to praise Him, to love one another, exhort one another, pray one for another physically. When there are physically at least two in person, you can see Jesus nowadays. This is the body of Christ. Two disciples that were obedient, believed, repented, rebaptized, and continue to congregate and convert others, bear good fruit. As we see these people being raised from the dead, they died again. And that's the unique thing. Jesus was resurrected and he did not die again. He ascended to heaven and we believe the witnesses. So let's look at just one scripture besides all these lists that if you have to pick one, it's Mark chapter 2. And so Yeshua has the authority on earth to forgive sins. That's the most important thing because he came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. So someone that was unable to walk. So when they could not get near him because of the crowd, there's so many people around him, they removed the roof above them. So when you think about an assembly, you're assembling, how many people are gathering? Because they came for Jesus, and if you're at least two together, people should come because they want to hear, they want to be healed, they want to have hope. And if they cannot, imagine the roof is breaking up. And so you're like, okay, what's going on? The roof is going down. Well, they lay down the bed. Imagine a bed coming down through the roof. And when Yeshua saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven. Now, some of the religious people sitting over there, they thought, what is he talking about? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Exactly. And immediately Yeshua, perceiving in his spirit that they question within themselves, he said to them, why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or rise, take your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority, which is dominion, power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, rise, pick up your bed and go home. What happened? He rose immediately, picked up his bed and went out before all of them. So that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. Of course, we believe this happened. We believe this happened 2,000 years ago. And this is the power of Jesus. He made these miracles to believe. And we have the scripture which is sufficient. We don't need miracles. We don't need prophecies anymore. Everything is written down. And it's sufficient for us to believe, number one. And number two, to be edified, to be built up, to be mature, to be the best version of ourselves. And I know there are so many people nowadays, they take these kind of ideas from the Bible and they apply them like selfishly, different things like coaching and mentoring. But, you know, this is true discipleship. This is original, true coaching, mentoring, teaching, education. So let's see Jesus as the teacher, as the Savior. So number three, let's conclude with the blessings we have in Christ. And how do we get this forgiveness? How can we benefit of what the anointed Yeshua gave? And number one, obviously, is forgiveness, because sin separates us from God. And sin separates us one from another. So in order to be united with God and one another, we have to have this forgiveness and need to continue to forgive one another. But number two is the fruit of the Spirit. He went in order to have the Spirit replace him. Like we saw the Father in the Old Covenant, then 2,000 years ago we had the Son. And now we are in the last days where we have the Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the clean Spirit. And the clean Spirit can enter into our hearts, in our minds, after we are clean from sin, after we are baptized into Yeshua's name. So, number three, we see the knowledge, the wisdom we have. So, the answer how we get this blessing, it's Acts 2:38. We see that over there. As they believed, they asked, what should they do? And Peter said, repent and be baptized, in Hebrew mikveh, in Greek baptized, in English immersed, every one of you in the name of anointed Yeshua, also known as Jesus Christ, for the remission or forgiveness or cleansing of sin. And you receive the Holy Spirit as a gift or seal or guarantee for your salvation. And they continue steadfastly after they're baptized in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. So that's why we continue to congregate daily, eating together around the table, but with reverence for God and with love towards one another. And people are drawn to this. So come to me, all who labor are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the call of Jesus, Matthew 11:28. Come. And in Acts, the apostle continued, because God exalted Yeshua with his right hand as a prince and savior to give repentance and forgiveness of sin. So, another testimony. So, we will look at a few passages from the apostle Peter and then the apostle Paul. So now, in the letters of Paul, the humble apostle, towards the disciples, Ephesian disciples, in chapter 1, he was saying, I have heard of your faith in the Lord Yeshua and your love towards all the saints. I do not cease to give thanks for you, remember you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord, anointed Yeshua, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in the anointed when he was raised from the dead and seated at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come forever. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, to the congregation, to the assembly, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Philippians chapter 2, if there is any encouragement in the anointed, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, united, come on, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Come on. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Come on. Amen. Have this in mind among yourselves, which is yours in anointed Yeshua, who thought he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself. He humbled himself. Let's humble ourselves by becoming obedient, disciplined, diligent, to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and put his name above all names, that the name of Jesus, anointed Yeshua, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess anointed Yeshua as Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We confess you our Savior. Praise God. We know that you spoke to the churches, and if there is a message for a church nowadays, just like in the past, the prophets, the apostles, is repent. So, Let's come in prayer and just praise God and ask His blessings. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank You for this time, just looking at who is Your Son. And we believe is Your Son. We believe that 2,000 years ago, You sent Him here and He fulfilled the promises. And He made all these miracles in order to believe that He is, He was, and He will be the Anointed One. And we take Him as Lord and Savior. So that's why, please bless each and everyone that takes this decision to follow Him as disciple, to continue every day faithfully in a such a way that we will fulfill the great commandments of loving one another, exhorting one another, praying one for another, confessing to one another, and making disciples, just helping other people get closer to You, get closer to one another in peace, joy, forgiveness for Your kingdom, Father. So we look forward towards Your mercy, towards representing Your Son in this generation, in every location, and until the end of the world. Amen. God bless you. Looking forward to reconnect.